I'm really excited about that. I've been waiting actually. I mean, places like Thailand, places like even North India, places like Bangladesh and Nepal, and all those areas that culturally and historically have always had a third gender. So I kind of thought like legally it was about time for India.
Now, looking on your own personal social media site, for instance, when it talks about gender, I saw that you had a box which showed male, female, neither, and you ticked neither. How do you see yourself?
I identify as beyond gender binaries. So I'm neither male nor female, but at the same time, I'm male and female.
I mean, I wonder if, Neo, you can describe a little bit of your personal story. To look at your picture, I would say you look like a woman. So, how would you explain what your own personal story and personal journey has been? Would you share it with us, please?
When people stare at me in the street, they want to check what I'm wearing. They want to check whether I have facial hair. I mean, walking in the street is scary. I'm scared of my personal safety. I've been threatened with being stripped for people to check whether I'm male or female. I've been thrown out of public bathrooms. I've been thrown out of public spaces like clubs, and people just won't allow me in.
Going through this kind of harassment, because it's not just mental torture, you are then faced with threats of physical, physical violence or physical attack as well as verbal. Why is it that you've said people find you challenging?
I actually don't know because I think, honestly, I must admit that at some point in my life, I really tried. I wore dresses and wore high heels, and then it didn't last for long. I quit it. But then, even before then, I had my entire time that I was just really masculine. I presented in a very masculine way. People just find it really difficult to reconcile me with what they know about gender. It's not to say that many people know me. I don't think most of the people, like for example, those people at the bus stations who harass me, I don't think they know me. It's a conflict within their minds that they need to place you immediately. And if they can't, then they feel like they need to do something about it. I think so.
Neo, do you ever dream that any African country might adopt the same ruling that we've seen being taken in India?
I truly, really wish. And in Kenya currently, just to mention, we have a case, a child that we are calling Baby A, who was born intersex. And we have a lawyer who's taken that court to case so that the baby's genitalia is not modified. Intersex people have always been here. And I think that kind of marginalization, I've seen it destroy people. I've seen friends commit suicide. It's painful. That's all I'm saying. It's really painful.